I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, speaking with Kate Pocock, family travel columnist with the Toronto Sun and author of Photos Around Toronto with Kids. Coming up to the spring and summer travel season and a lot of road travel involving families.
Hi, Stephen. It's Kate Pocock. I'm going to talk about road travel. Actually, I have to confess that road trips are not my forte. Give me a plane, give me a train, but having three kids in the back seat, fighting. So I've had to come up with a number of tips to stop the backseat wars in our car, and hopefully they'll help other people. What we do is we bring, we look like we're going to the Arctic Circle with an expedition, but we bring along so many things, such as a soccer ball or a frisbee. We stop a lot, we get out, we run off lots of energy and get back into the car. And then stopping in restaurants is always a problem, so we bring things for picnics. We also keep a whole set of plastic cups and bowls and plates in the car, and quite often we'll just go in and get takeout, and then we can either eat in the car if the weather's terrible, or eat along the road, or even eat in a park. And then I have surprises and kits of activities that they only get in restaurants, and you bring it into the restaurant with you, and so instead of the kids banging on the ketchup bottles and spilling the sugar, they'll be able to play with these special things, and that way they're actually looking forward to going in and sitting into a restaurant. The other thing is have the kids help plan the itinerary and the trip. Give them maps and give them markers, have them mark off, and then they're not constantly saying, are we there yet? They just look at the map and they know that we're not there.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue. The warmth, the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Let Mexicana Airlines help you with your vacation plans. Mexico and Latin America are amazingly close with Mexicana from the moment you step on board. Enjoy the friendly service, its delicious regional cuisine, along with a complimentary bar that includes the finest tequila, the best Mexican beer, and a wide array of beverages. Don't think about it anymore and take the well-deserved vacation that you and your loved ones deserve. Call toll-free 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Travel.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report. There's something for everyone on the tropical island of St. Lucia, and a real treat for food lovers the world over it is. Melanie Reffes joins us today to tell us about her Caribbean culinary adventures.
Stephen, you know, when you're down in the islands, you're doing a lot of laying around on the beach and a lot of honing your rest and relaxation skills, and you can work up a pretty good appetite down there under the hot tropical sun. And when you're in St. Lucia, the food is everywhere. You can find a mom and pop on every corner grilling jerk chicken, which is pretty spicy, which is great and very cheap. And because it's a French and British influenced island, you got all kinds of world-class restaurants and world-class chefs as well. And there's all kinds of suggestions. It's not a really big island, so just walk around. You'll amble upon great things like the Jazz Lounge, where you can hear a concert and really get a great dinner of Caribbean lobster. Or you can go to the Triangle Bar, which is a real local sort of St. Lucian Creole place, and get a big plate of chicken curry and a glass of tamarind iced tea. That'll refresh you, get you right back to the beach. There's all kinds of fresh fish. And what I really loved is a vegetable called callaloo. It's sort of like spinach, and they puree it and they make it into a soup. And that is really, really terrific. If you want to head for a big bowl of that, go to the Coal Pot right in the heart of St. Lucia. So you definitely won't go hungry down there in the Caribbean. And St. Lucia's got about the best food you'll find in the Eastern Caribbean.
My mouth is watering. I'm going to be calling them up at 1-888-4-ST-LUCIA for more information. On the internet at www.stlucia.org. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
This has been a Mascore Marketing Production.